بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي سورة ما شاء ركبك صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders and our mothers listening with the receiver, we heard part of the 30th just today with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there's so many surahs in this 30th juz, and of course we can't give the tafsir of all these surahs. But just at random, the verse that I had recited before you, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out to men. Allah addresses us. It is as though Allah is making a plea to us. Ya ayyuhal insan, O mankind. And Allah puts this question, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem? What has deceived you with your most generous Rabb? Al-Kareem, Mufassirin say, alladhi yu'ti biduri al-istihqaqi wal-minnah. That being who gives so much of bounties despite the fact that those who are receiving those bounties, the recipient of those bounties, are not deserving of those bounties. This is Allah's kindness, that He gives us so many bounties, despite the fact that we don't deserve those bounties. So if He is that Kareem Zat, we should be obeying Him, and listening to Him, adhering to His commandments, especially if we don't deserve something and somebody is giving us something, more the reason now we should obey that person, because that person is so generous. We don't deserve that water, the air, the food, the shelter, the protection, the clothing and so many bounties. Despite all this, He is still pouring out those bounties upon us. So, all the more reason we should be obeying Him and showing Him true and genuine loyalty and love. So Allah says, why is this not the case? Ma gharrak. The word gharra in Arabic means to deceive. What has deceived you? What has put you in deception? What has led you away from obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah goes on to say, Al-Kareem, alladhi khalaqak, the one who created you. Allah created us. فَسَوَّاكَ, He fashioned us. فَعَدَلَكَ, He made us in proportion. Our nose is in proportion. We have two nostrils. One is not so small and the other one so big. As my Hazrat Damud Barakatum says, Allah has made it both equally proportion. It's not such that one is small, the other one is so large that a pigeon can even lay its egg inside. We don't have one, the right ear is a huge, like that of the elephant, and the other one tiny little ear. Everything is in proportion. The eyes are in the right place. The mouth is in the right place. The hands are in front. Eyes are in front. So everything Allah has fashioned so beautifully. And Allah has put everything in proportion. فِي أَيِّ سُورَةٍ مَا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكَ. Allah has constructed us in the best of forms that He wished. Insan is known as أَشْرَفُ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ, the most honored of all and the most beautifully created of all the makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a different thing that when we go to the zoo, we admire the animals. But in reality, we are the most beautiful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one verse, Allah said, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ, in the most best and highest form of creation and standard and quality. So if this is the case, if Allah has given us so much and Allah has bestowed upon us and we should be now being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what has led us astray? So Allah wants us to reflect, to ponder. Is it nafs and shaitan? Because shaitan is known as al-gharur, the one who deceives a lot. Is it your nafs? Is it your desires, your passions, your whims, your lust? Is one calf, ND417200, can you remove your calf? And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the 30th verse, Allah again and again talks about His power, as I mentioned yesterday. Throughout, Allah talks about sky, Allah talks about the earth, Allah talks about mountains, Allah talks about qiyamah, Allah talks about stars, Allah talks about the camel. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Have you not seen how the camel has been created? وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. And how how the sky has been raised. وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ. And the mountains, how firmly erected. وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. And Allah has leveled the earth. Allah says, فَذَكِّرْ, ponder. All these things should make you realize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore Allah says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. That person who then fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and specifically, مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of reckoning. Each one of us will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all alone. In one hadith is mentioned, لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَان. There won't be an interpreter between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will not be any translator. Nobody to give you some type of assistance in putting your message across, in explaining your answers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He'll question you. This particular day you did certain action. That particular day you did certain thing. Why you did this? So all those questions that Allah will ask us, a person has to answer all on his own. No person will be able to assist him. So this is the standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. He protects himself from becoming or following his lusts and desires. This is the biggest problem. Shaitan and nafs. Shaitan and nafs. Like in the month of Ramadan, the shayateen are chained. So now we can't blame the shaitan. It is our nafs, our passions. And therefore this entire month of Ramadan, the training we had, the training was not on shaitan. The training was on this nafs. On not becoming slaves of our passions and nafs. Very easily we just give in to our nafs. Now we control. During the day, you were tempted to eat. No, I'm not eating. Why? Because may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it haram for me to eat while I'm fasting. Person did not go to his halal wife also. Why? May Allah has said it's not permissible. So many things we stayed away from. We stayed away from those things which were haram, and even from those things which were normally mubah, permissible for us. Now if a person can stay away from those things which are even permissible under normal circumstance, then he has really trained his soul. He has trained his soul. And now he's not giving in to the demands and dictates of his nafs easily. Therefore, after the month of Ramadan, all of us, the day after Eid, even on Eid day, okay, everybody is eating and everybody is happy, but the day after Eid, you feel so different. You feel funny when you have to eat now. If you're not fasting the Shawwal fast, you go to eat and you say, no, I'm fasting. Then you realize, no, you're not fasting. Because you were so used to and accustomed to this entire 30-day period of abstaining from all those things that Allah Ta'ala had made unlawful for you. So this in reality is training of the nafs, the soul, which is extremely important. If a person fears standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he does not become a slave of his passions and desires, Allah says, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. Then Jannat, paradise, is his abode. Ma'wa is his place of comfort. His place, that's his home, that's his abode, place of return. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. May Allah ta'ala bless us with the barakat that remains of this beautiful month. We still have time, still not the end of the journey. This visitor has come and this visitor is going to go away. Before Ramadan entered, we say there's a very great mehman coming. And we even gave the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is quoted by Salman radiallahu ta'ala, قَدْ أَضَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ. A very great month dawns over you. A very blessed month dawns over you. Now these are the last few days. If somebody was very, very, very close, very dear to you, and he stayed a few days with you, almost a month, and now, you know, next week he's going to be leaving. Now already you are feeling depressed, you're feeling sad. And each time you look at this person, and you realize now this person is going to go, or a mother who has a daughter and she's married, and she stays abroad. And after long she comes, after 1 year she comes to visit her mother. And everybody is so excited, the brothers and the uncles and the aunts and nieces and nephews, and every day there's da'wat here and da'wat there. But now as the day goes by, now a few days are left, the mother looks, she peeps at her daughter, and the tears come down her cheeks. She knows now, just now my Betty is going to go away. Like that must feel, Ramadan is going to go away. And his daughter will leave, she'll go abroad, the mother will leave her at the airport, everybody will go, whole family, and they'll make mu'anaka, and they'll kiss her 100 times, and then the mother will look at her right till she leaves, and she'll wave, not knowing whether she'll see this daughter again or not. We do not know whether we'll see Ramadan again. So like this, right till the airport we bid the person farewell, right till the end we have to see Ramadan, but it must be such that the last few days, how that mother will keep on looking every moment now, she wants to make sure that this daughter is not out of her sight. And she wants to make the best of her now. If in the beginning 1-2 weeks, maybe the mother was also busy and the daughter was being entertained by so many other family members, but now she wants her for herself. Now we have to become selfish with Ramadan. This Ramadan is mine and I'm not going to just let it go like that. So every moment I have to value, and so that it leaves in a condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased. And each time you make dua, Allah bless us with many, many, many more Ramadan in a good condition. We must have good health, we must have afiyat, we must be safe from all bala, we must be in a pious condition with a strong iman. May Allah ta'ala forgive us, may Allah make everything easy. Again, today is an even night. So although we don't mean mustn't make any ibadat, because the last 10 nights, all 10 are very, very mubarak. Already people are asking, but the 21st was Lil Qadr, 23rd or 25th. Allah knows best. This is a mystery. It's a mystery. We still got 27th, we still got 29th. It has happened. Sometime 29th was the Laylatul Qadr, many times. In most cases so far, according to ulama and mashayikh and ahlullah, in most cases from the time of Sahaba, 27th happened to be Laylatul Qadr. So because most of the time was 27th, in our times, we just know big night, 27th night. Although it could have been 21st, 23rd, 25th. But because so many people come to the masjid on that particular night, all the masajid are full. There's no place. May Allah Ta'ala make it such like that here also. There's no place. So Allah Ta'ala, we have hopes that Allah Ta'ala will bless us with Laylatul Qadr on the 27th night. But still, it's a mystery. Only Allah knows best when it is Laylatul Qadr. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with Laylatul Qadr night. Inshallah, tonight we'll have just short zikr and dua, inshallah. Inshallah, dua won't be long tonight. So we can go and rest. We can read tahajjud at home also if you're staying behind. And those in i'tikaf, mashallah, sometime it happens that days go by, and now as you pass the halfway mark, you tend to get a bit tired. There's fatigue overtaking you. You need a booster. So you can take a rest, but tomorrow is a very, very, very important night. Inshallah, the program tomorrow will be as we have in the odd nights. I'm not changing any program because it depends on the crowd and depends on us, how the things go. The first program, of course, after the Taraweeh, will be the final dua after Taraweeh. We'll have a talk because there will be so many new brothers coming. At least some person may get inspired by some words, he may change his life, and therefore we give this talk. And after the talk, we'll have, inshallah, dua. And then we'll have a break. And then the second session again, how we normally have. Then whether there's a third session after that, we'll have to see, depending on the strength and depending on the number of people, how everybody is engaged in salah, then we won't have another session because we don't disturb any person. But come, program your mind and prepare. Even if it means you need to rest tomorrow, close a bit earlier. So when you come, you're not feeling tired and you can spend the major part of the night in ibadat, inshallah. May Allah talaga give all of us tawfiq, inshaAllah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 إلا محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. فاغفر لنا وتب علينا. فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين. ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهنا زدنا ولا تنقصنا أعطنا ولا تحرمنا آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم عنا ولا تعن علينا اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا اللهم ارضنا وارض عنا اللهم اهدنا ويسر الهداية لنا اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك وسهل لنا أبواب رزقك اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا غياثي عند كل كربة ومجيبي عند كل دعوة ومورسي عند كل وحشة ومعاذي عند كل شدة ورجائي حين تنقطع حيلة يا لطيف يا لطيف يا لطيف اللهم الطف بنا في تيسير كل عسير فإن تيسير كل عسير عليك يسير اللهم يا لطيف يا لطيف يا لطيف اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر واحفظ أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من جميع البليات والآفات والعاهات اللهم احرسنا بعينك التي لا تنام واكنفنا بركنك الذي لا يرام اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ومن تحتنا ومن كل جانب Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, rahim, my most beautiful Allah, my most kind Allah, my Allah who is so kareem. Oh my Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us for becoming deceived, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for not obeying you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you fashioned our bodies, Ya Allah. You created us, my Allah. You gave us a very beautiful and perfect form, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr, Ya Allah. You made us human beings, my Allah. We are making shukr, you have blessed us with iman, my Allah. We are making shukr, you have given us deen, my Allah. We are making shukr, you made us in ummat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, we make shukr for every bounty that you've bestowed upon us, those that we are aware of, and even those that we are not aware of. Oh, may Allah, it is only your fadl and kindness upon us, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, now you bring us onto Sirat al-Mustaqim, may Allah. Bring us on Sirat al-Mustaqim, may Allah. Ya Allah, we made so many du'as in the month of Ramadan, except all our du'as, may Allah. All the du'as, Ya Allah, we cried, Ya Allah, we begged from you, we knocked at your door, my Allah. We made tawbah, we made istighfar, we made ibadat, Ya Allah. Even though ibadat is very feeble, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we made weak, we are weak, weak people, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to bahut kamzor hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot even make ibadat correctly, Ya Allah. But whatever ibadat we made, our roza, our tarawih, our tilawat, our dhikr adhkar, our du'as, our tawbah, our istighfar, our tahajjud, Ya Allah. Every single person's ibadat, Ya Allah, you accept it, my Allah. Accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, you accept it, my Allah. Make it be a means of our scales of good deeds being weightier than our bad deeds in the day of Qiyamah. Oh, my Allah, give us our book of deeds in our right hand, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not give us our deeds, Ya Allah, our book of deeds in the left hand, my Allah. Oh, may Allah protect us from the azab of the qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of the qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of the qabr, my Allah. Protect us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Oh, my Allah, emancipate our souls. Ya Allah, our parents' souls.
Ya wives and children, may Allah, our family souls, may Allah, from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, we have heard in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have read, may Allah, the first 10 days is rahmat, second 10 days is maghfirat, and the last 10 days is itqum min al-nar, where we are freed from the fire of Jahannam. Allahumma a'tiq riqabana, wa riqaba aba'ina, wa ummahatina, wa azwajina, wa dhurriyatina min al-nar. Oh my Allah, you are too kind, you are too loving, may Allah. We are making shukr, ya Allah, you have given us tawfiq to gather in your masjid, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are still in searching for Laylatul Qadr, may Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, everything is possible for you, may Allah. Anything is possible for you to do, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging from you, may Allah. Ya Allah, if you wish, tonight can be Laylatul Qadr also, may Allah. Ya Allah, if tonight is Laylatul Qadr, may Allah, bless all of us, especially those who are here tonight, may Allah, with Laylatul Qadr, our mothers and sisters at home, ya Allah, bless each one with Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem, tuhibbul afwa, fa'afu anna ya kareem. Oh, may Allah, if Laylatul Qadr hasn't taken place yet, may Allah, if it's still going to be in one of the following days, may Allah, if it's going to be tomorrow, may Allah, then you grant it to us, may Allah, bless us, may Allah, make us feel Jibreel alayhi salatu salam and the angels coming down, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us feel that sensation, ya Allah, and that experience, ya Allah, when they will come down and make salam to those engaged in ibadat, may Allah. Don't make us waste our time, may Allah, especially the remaining days, may Allah. Ya Allah, you pardon us, ya Allah, before the moon of Shawwal is sighted, may Allah. You forgive us completely, may Allah. Make us be amongst those, the list of those fortunate and lucky ones, those who are successful, those who are triumphant, and in the last day, Laylatul Ja'iza, where we will be given our rewards, may Allah, and our awards and prizes, may Allah. Ya Allah, bless us, make us be amongst those people, may Allah. Don't make us be amongst those who are rejected, may Allah. Don't make us be amongst those who are mardood, may Allah. Make us be amongst those who are maqbool, may Allah. Ya Allah, whatever ja'iz du'as our brothers and sisters have tonight, may Allah, accept all their du'as, may Allah. Whatever umid they have, whatever arzu and tamanna they have, accept each person, ya Allah, wish. Oh, may Allah, remove us from all the difficulties that are above us, may Allah. Ya Allah, somebody has got a financial problem, social problem, domestic problem. Ya Allah, whatever problem, ya Allah, he is confronted with or she is confronted with, may Allah, remove those difficulties completely. Whatever bala, afat, musibat, zillat, ya Allah, remove it completely. Ya Allah, bless us with afiat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukur, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. Ya Allah, there are so many, so many, so many. People are phoning from their family members. Please make dua. My son is in hospital. My mother is in hospital. My father has got cancer. So many different diseases, ya Allah. Give them complete shifa. Give them sukoon, rahat, may Allah. Protect us from those diseases also, may Allah. All the marhumin, ya Allah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Especially our family members. Ya Allah, we have lost close family members, ya Allah, in the past few years, may Allah. So dear and so close they were to us, ya Allah. Aunts and uncles, may Allah. Ya Allah, close family, our mashayikh, ya Allah, ulama ikram, may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all of them, may Allah. Ya Allah, make their qabr irudatun min riyadil jannah. Ya Allah, remove them from any difficulty if they're experiencing, may Allah. Ya Allah, if there's any azab anyone is suffering from, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you tonight, may Allah, to lift that azab off completely, may Allah. Right till the day of Qiyamah, may Allah. Don't make them suffer at all. Even on the day of Qiyamah, may Allah, don't make any one of us suffer, may Allah. Make us be in the Zumrah, in the group, in the Jama'at. With Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba ikram, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the Hawza Kawthar water from his Mubarak hands, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us be in his company, may Allah. Make it be such that we are chosen to enter Jannah with him, may Allah. In Jannah, make our houses be close to his, may Allah. That all the time we can see our Rasulullah. Ya Allah, in Jannah, you'll give us so many bounties, may Allah. Don't deprive us of the greatest bounty, may Allah. When you will remove that veil, may Allah. And the people in Jannah will look at you, may Allah. Ya Allah, they will stand for years and they will just be captured, ya Allah, and they'll just be enjoying your beauty, may Allah. Bless each one of us. Ya Allah, in tonight's tarawih, we read, may Allah. Ya Allah, the disbelievers will be deprived of that, may Allah. Ya Allah, the sinners will be deprived of that, may Allah. Don't make us be among those who are transgressors, may Allah. Help us to control our nafs, may Allah. Protect us from the onslaughts and, ya Allah, and the attacks of nafs and shaitan, may Allah. Don't make us become maghloob, may Allah. Make us ghalib, ya Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, give us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, Ya Allah. Give us sincerity, my Allah. Don't make us do things for riyah and show, my Allah. Give us halal and rozi, my Allah. Make our sustenance, Ya Allah, be easy for us without much slogging, my Allah. You pour your sustenance halal, Ya Allah, from the asman, my Allah. From unseen sources, my Allah. From unseen sources, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are looking for suitable partners, my Allah. So many of them, Ya Allah. Find them beautiful, Ya Allah. The correct, Ya Allah, partners, my Allah. And give them a life of sukoon, Ya Allah. A life of taqwa, my Allah. Give all of us taqwa. Those who are married but no children, give them pious children, my Allah. And those who got children, make the children with the coolness of the eyes, my Allah. Make us the coolness of our parents' eyes. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.